This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Boyer, you're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
It's Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z. Janice Hall is our guest today, a forecaster, a trendsetter. She knows since 1991. It's a business development, marketing, and trends forecasting company specializing in natural health, organic, environment, and sustainability policy issues and products. And additionally, expertise includes environmental sciences, climate change, and supply change issues, as well as critical land and energy conservation issues. And hemp is one of her specialties. And so we are so thrilled to have Janice with us today. Janice, welcome. It is a pleasure.
Well, thank you for having me, Frankie. It's my pleasure as well.
You know, Janice, we have heard for so long, and I just had the good fortune of interviewing on this show and on my health show, Anne Louise Gittleman, a noted nutritionist, world-renowned, talking about hemp. Hip, hip, hooray for hemp. She said hemp is loaded with omega-6. It makes your skin look radiant. It helps with psoriasis. It fills the endocannabinoid system. So we are starting to get this critical information about the importance of hemp. But you have been involved in this movement for a lot of years, and you have been able to talk about hemp from the early days, and so many people do not realize how far back hemp goes and the history of hemp. And this is one of your specialties, that when you speak to groups, you talk about this. So I would love for you to go back and share with us this historic plant and how hemp and how long hemp has been around.
Well, it's a very long journey, so I don't think we can cover it today, because hemp rope is dated all the way back to 26,900 BC, found in Czechoslovakia. So it actually makes it the oldest known object to be associated with cannabis. And so it's been playing an important role in humanity's development for longer than anybody realizes. And that's, to me, what makes it so very, very exciting. So it's been in cultivation for thousands of years. And as far as we know in our country, most notably for ropes and for naval vessels and for paper, our first American flag and paper money were made out of hemp. Wagon trains had hemp covers, and they settled the U.S.
Wait a minute. You mean Betsy Ross used hemp to make the American flag?
The first American flag was made with hemp fiber, indeed. And supposedly the Declaration of Independence was drafted on hemp paper. Henry Ford built his prototype car from a biocomposite, which was available even back then, and that means he used the hemp stalk is what they use, and they blend it with other materials. They say even the finest Bible paper today remains hemp-based. And as early as the early 20th century, hemp-derived cellulose was promoted as an affordable and renewable raw material for plastics. So really, if we just focus on the U.S., this resilient and renewable resource was once a staple crop on the American agricultural landscape. And actually, it was FDR who signed the Marijuana Tax Act in 1937. And what it did was required farmers to pay an onerous tax on their crops. And so this effectively gave the death knell to an industry. And one of the reasons they did this again was politics, because at the time we were getting into oil. we were getting into cotton. And so we had competitors to hemp fibers. And so that really was the death knell. But then there was an emerging victory unexpectedly, and this is one thing people don't realize. The Hemp for Victory campaign in 1943 was actually launched in partnership with the USDA, the University of Kentucky, and it provided hemp seeds for every 4-H club in Kentucky. The seeds were then harvested and used in a multi-state growing effort in 1943. The reason being, we got our hemp from the Philippines and Japan cut off our supply lines. So Congress established and funded this War Hemp Industries Corporation and Commodity Credit Corporation, which was a for-profit corporation, but it was connected to the USDA, and they contracted for fiber and seeds. So for the war, this was like an all-out effort with 43 processing plants, 20,000 farmers cultivated, I don't know, I think it was 30,000 or something.
Unbelievable.
Midwest. And so they reached 42,000 tons of fiber. And guess who moved this war effort home mostly? This was done by women because the men were fighting. So
that's
this
right.
was a real
yeah.
concerted women's effort. There were the Rosie the Riveters of hemp. So, so now we remain the only G7 nation to prohibit hemp cultivation under federal law while being the world's largest consumer market for its goods. So there are 40 states now where it's legal, but federally it's still considered a narcotic. So it's a really screwy thing. And so a little bit later we can talk about the legal issues we're facing.
Yes. Janice, when did it
short history? Yeah.
When did it go awry? When did we lose this fiber, the resources to give us this incredible product? When did it start to?
Well, it was after the war. 2 years after the war, it was shut down. And again, it was politics. They just sort of made it fade away. There's actually a movie. I think it's 17 minutes long. You can find it on the internet now. It's called Hemp for Victory. And it goes back to the Roman ages. It's a history of hemp. And it was put together by the U.S. government. They buried it, or at least they thought, after, as I said earlier, the cotton industry and then the oil industry. It was the Rockefellers, really, who were promoting oil, and they squashed Henry Ford's desire to use hemp oil to, you know, fuel his car. So, again, it was politics, and as I said, the cotton industry became very, very, very powerful. And so they tried to bury the campaign, and someone found this Hemp for Victory movie, and you can find it on the internet. I encourage everyone to watch it. It's got corny music behind it, but it's very, very educational, and to think that our U.S. government put it together is really a trip.
I bet. You know what makes me, it makes me smile listening to you talk about this hemp plant and Hemp for Victory, and when we go back thousands of years and we find out about the resources that are available to us from this extraordinary plant. And you and I have been talking for several minutes now, and we've not talked about getting high. And I just want to say that it's because hemp will never get you high. And that's part of the story. That's part of the story, is that hemp, the hemp plant, will never get you high. And I want us to make that distinction really clean and clear, Janice.
Well, that's the thing where the confusion is. They're both members of the cannabis family, and that was the trickery that was done politically back in the day, because they figured if they could confuse people with marijuana, that way they could steer the public away from hemp and into these new fibers they were making that were synthetic fibers and cotton fibers, and it was an industry they could make a lot more money out of. And so the confusion was, it was actually what you might call fake news. And it was done on purpose to steer the public in a different direction. But that public is waking up. and that's what's really exciting. In 2017, the hemp industry saw $800 million in overall retail sales, and just in the U.S. alone. And those sales are projected to grow to $2.5 billion by 2022, according to the Hemp Business Journal. So this domestic industry growth is moving dynamically ahead. People are really getting on board. Consumer demand is high. And the other thing that's so exciting about this has an opportunity, really, to be a very uniting plant. I'll tell you why. In this polarized time in history, hemp provides jobs, agricultural opportunity, economic opportunity, health benefits, environmental benefits.
It goes on. And when we come back, we have to take a quick break. When we come back, we will continue this conversation. Janice Hall is our guest today, and we're getting into the history of hemp and the economy that this plant holds for all of us in our country. And
the latest trend to hit store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation. And it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store today about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. I call it an educational odyssey because that's exactly what I try to do each time I'm on air with this program. I, too, am absolutely amazed at the miraculous benefits of this plant. We are in conversation today with Janice Hall, president of Natural Network International. She's a business development, marketing, trends forecasting company, and she specializes in natural health, organic, environmental, and sustainability policy issues. And hemp is one of her specialties, and she's with us today, and she's given us this fabulous history of hemp, and many of us are like, who knew? So thank you for that, Janice. But I know that you want to talk about this emerging hemp economy. It's really amazing what, when we look at Israel, when we look at Spain, we are seeing many changes happening with hemp. Fiberglass is being made, homes are being built, cars are being made. It's amazing.
They say hemp can provide a wide range of products. As you said, there's fibers, textiles, paper, construction and insulation materials, cosmetic products, let's see what else, animal feed, food for people, beverages. And guess what they say? I think the plant is estimated to be used in more than 25,000 products. I think over 9 different markets. So you've got agricultural, textile, recycling, automotive, let's see if I can remember, furniture, food, beverage, paper, construction materials, as you just said, and clothing. And so these hemp fibers, oh, my God, you've seen those tiny little houses, haven't you, those hemp made from hempcrete?
Yes.
And so this is made from what they call the hirds, which are the woody inner portion of the hemp stalks. They're really, really strong, and they're broken into pieces separated from the fiber. And this hempcrete is touted as the most energy-efficient construction material on the market. So it brings energy savings to homeowners, and, well, it also improves the building sector's carbon dioxide emissions. So that's another thing. But you and I have sort of been in the food and medicinal world, so you might want to go there for a moment.
Yes, but let's talk about it.
That could be another, we could spend all day talking about that alone. So where would you like to begin?
Well, I know that one of the things that I love is the hemp seed itself. And when I first started tasting it, your friend and mine, John Rulak from Nutivia, gave me some hemp seeds years ago and said, they're really nutty, try these. And I couldn't believe they were really delicious. I had no idea what they would do for me, you know. And then my dear friend and your friend as well, Lynn Gordon, started making bread with hemp seeds, and it was her men's bread line that she had. She did functional breads.
She was ahead of the curve.
Way ahead of her curve.
I'm getting the seeds because they were illegal.
They were illegal, that's right.
The product was legal, but you had to import the seeds from other countries because the seeds were considered a class one narcotic. Go figure.
Yes. You know, and now you go into Whole Foods, you go into Trader Joe's, you go into a mainstream supermarket like Stop and Shop and Star Market, and you see hemp seeds and hemp hearts, and you see hemp protein shakes, and you see hemp drinks and hemp milk, and it goes on and on and on.
Well, it's very high in two essential fatty acids that you and I know, the omega-6 and that omega-3, the alpha linolenic acid. Couldn't get it out. Sorry.
Yeah.
But that's one you need a lot more if you get the sixes in a lot of places. But it also has gamma linoleic acid, which has been linked with a bunch of health benefits as well. So it's a really good protein as well as an essential fatty acid. And no, as you said earlier, you can't have a hemp protein drink and get high. You just can't do it.
Right. And the other piece is that it's one of the oils, because we're so heavy in nut oils and we are using processed oils in our diets every single day. And in my opinion, canola oil should be banned, but that's for another show and another discussion. But we are really not aware of all the hidden oils that we're eating. And so it's refreshing for the body to get this lighter oil. It's a lighter oil. It's not as highly refined. And it has all of these amazing, as you're saying, all these amazing health benefits.
Yeah, and the protein. It's really assimilable way, type of protein. I use hemp protein in my protein shakes.
And it tastes very good.
Yeah.
It really does.
It does. It has a little bit of a nutty flavor, but it's a lovely nutty flavor. It has a richness to it and a sweetness to it, in my opinion, at the same time. And, you know, they've got hemp flowers now. Name a food, and let's see if we can figure out a product that has not yet been made from hemp. I think that's pretty hard.
It's very hard. And you will see, I was just at Expo East. And when we were at Expo West in last March, there were hemp products everywhere. We couldn't keep up with the amount of hemp products.
Well, and to tell your audience, those two shows for your audience benefits, they're a trade show where the industry gets together and shares their newest foods with each other and with the retailers of the country, whether it be Costco or Whole Foods or your little tiny vitamin store on the corner. And hemp was probably the most prevalent new kid on the block the past 5 years or so. And so the prolific nature of these products from, protein powder to energy bars, it's in coffee. They mix it with MCT oil, which is a concentrated coconut oil. You've got hemp burgers. You've got flavored water. I mean, like we just said, the consumer market is going to see an extraordinary scope of hemp products in just the next year alone, because
yes,
and they're clever too. They're not just dull, you know, one version of another. There are Me Too products out there, but there's some extraordinarily creative products. You want to make sure and look to see that there's enough hemp in it to do what the product says it's going to do.
Absolutely, and they call that full spectrum. When it says full spectrum hemp oil, then you know that that's what you're getting. Which leads me to the confusion. Why do some people call it hemp oil, Janice, and some people call it CBD?
Well, hemp oil is made from the seeds. Okay, and CBD, the good CBD is made from the whole plant, and it's a different process completely. And CBD becomes the medicinal. Hemp oil, which was has been legal for a long time, is actually the cooking oil. It's the oil you use in salad dressings. It's that kind of oil, where CBD is a concentrate, and it's got the cannabidiols in it that the hemp seed food oil doesn't have.
And when we come back, we'll continue. We're talking hemp, the history of hemp, the economy of hemp. We have so much to talk about with Janice Hall, our guest today. And we'll be back in a moment. This is Cannabis Talk
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-917-2194. 800-917-2194. 800-917-2194. That's 800-917-2194.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z. Janice Hall is our guest today, a forecaster, a trendsetter. Hemp is one of her specialties, and that's what we're talking about today. We've been talking about the history of hemp and the emerging hemp economy right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. And Janice, we've talked about this hemp being huge, being globally big. It's not just in the United States, but it's also being used internationally as well. So this is not just a passing phase. This is something that the whole world globally is starting to get on the bandwagon, this hemp bandwagon. Talk to me about the medicinal aspect of hemp.
Well, the thing that's exciting from a medicinal point of view is this is just not an outlier plant. It's not just another herb you want to add to your list. What people often don't realize is that our bodies have what's called an endocannabinoid system. It's a biological system composed of endocannabinoids. And it's endogenous, which means it's of internal origin. It's inside of us. It's lipid-based. It works with our neurotransmitters. I won't go into the science, but it binds to cannabinoid receptors. So we actually have endocannabinoid receptors, kind of like you have hormone receptors. These are the parts of the body that are in kinship with the cannabinoids. These endocannabinoid receptors are located throughout the body. They're part of the endocannabinoid system, and they're involved in a variety of physiological processes, including appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory. And so that's why we're seeing such extraordinary results from this plant now that it's been more well accepted, and there are actually clinical studies on, and you know a lot of this as well, on CBDs for amazing things from epilepsy, from anxiety. It's amazing for anxiety. It reduces inflammation, autoimmunity. It can protect against neurodegenerative diseases. There are a lot of other things that it's touted to do, but the things I just mentioned actually have clinical studies that prove this. And there's a
yes.
lot of talk about decreasing the ability of the cancer cells to produce energy. So then supposedly if the cancer cells can't produce energy, then they die off. So that's a new frontier that is being talked about, and there's preliminary research, and there's a great deal of potential with that.
You know, a dear friend of ours wrote a book about it, and it's called Hemp Health Revolution, Dr. Cheryl Selman. And as an MD, she writes about all of the things that you're talking about: acne, bone health, epilepsy, and seizures. And we have a wonderful guest that comes on regularly who's a PR maven, Mark Goldman, who has Tourette syndrome. He couldn't exist without this plant. Could not exist.
Well, you know that I had a serious female operation in April, and they sent me out of the hospital with Percocets after giving me what looked to me like a deathly cocktail of anesthesia. And the day after I was home, I moved from the Percocet directly on to CBD by some of my favorite CBD purveyors. Thank you, Stuart, from CBD Oil Plus CBD. And thank you to Jason from Hemp Fusion. Thank you to Brian Furnish for Ananda Hemp. I never took any Percocet again.
Yeah, I believe it.
I had a personal experience that, you know, has me totally behind this, and I'm a believer, you know.
I am too. And I want people to know, just like the oranges and lemons are both citrus, this is a great quote from our friends at Barleans, hemp and marijuana are both cannabis, but they look different and have a different chemical makeup. And that's important for us to understand.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the extraordinary benefits of your show. You've been a pioneer in talking about hemp and talking about cannabis at large for the past 2 years, way before it was popular, as you have done for many years. You've pioneered a lot of the leading edge concepts on health and the environment, and you've done it again. And it's been laborious because of all the disinformation and quote unquote fake news that has been purposefully put into the system over decades, but there's no turning back on hemp now because it's the patriotic thing to do. There's no doubt about it. It really joins yes. all together. And, you know, one of the ways we can show that is what's happened in Congress. So if we have a few minutes.
Yes, really please tell us.
Talk about. Well, so what we have is a very bipartisan bill. For the first time, we've got Republicans and Democrats working together. Mitch McConnell. The House and Senate bills each have a progressive Democrat and a very conservative Republican co-authoring them. And the amendment to the Senate version of the 2018 Farm Bill would fully legalize industrial hemp for the first time in the United States. And believe it or not, this was introduced by Mitch McConnell because he's from Kentucky. He lost the tobacco industry in Kentucky, and Kentucky is one, the University of Kentucky has been given hemp seeds by the government for many, many years to do research because that's the only way you could get it legally. And so there is a movement by the veterans called Growing Warriors, and these are Vietnam veterans who have a lot of them have PTSD, and they want to get back to the land. So they've been growing hemp with these seeds provided through Mitch McConnell to Kentucky University. They grow hemp. They make American flags. There's a group also in California. Well, there are various veterans groups around the country who are doing this. So McConnell's amendment to the 2018 Farm Bill would officially remove hemp from the DEA's list of controlled substances. So this would end the debate over its legal status, and people would then be able to trust a little more about what is the difference between hemp and marijuana. And all the products from hemp, including CBD, would be explicitly legalized as well, as long as they contain less than 0.3% of THC.
So it has to be less than 3%. What makes
0.3%.
That's what I said, 0.3%.
Yeah.
What makes this such an extraordinary story is that CBD is sold in every single state.
So it would be able to be sold across state lines. There have been a number of states that have had product embargoed because of this reticence about, actually the reticence comes from a lack of understanding, a lack of education. So now state agricultural departments and Native American tribes, they've not been able to do this. Everybody would be free to regulate hemp like they do any other crop, like corn or carrots. So this is a really historic moment for hemp legalization. And even though this the Farm Bill, it ran out on the 30th, so it has not been re-upped. But this is a bipartisan supported legislation, and as they pick up the Farm Bill again, they will in fact bring the hemp amendment to the floor. So this is a big day for hemp. This is a big year for hemp. And the fact that the Republican majority leader in the Senate authored the Hemp Farming Act of 2018 is really monumental. And that also includes CBD oil. So the Wild West of hemp is about to get a little more acceptable and a little more formalized.
I love that. I love that it's doing that. There are so many wonderful benefits that we've talked about, health benefits, but the agricultural piece to this story, we cannot forget this piece. This is really huge.
Yeah, and you know, that's a piece after my own heart, because one of my interests for many years I've been studying is climate change and climate change mitigation. And everybody's talking electric cars and let's get off oil, and all that is really important. Even if we were to get off oil tomorrow, we would still have enough legacy carbon in the air. That's the carbon that's already up there. That's not coming down for a couple of hundred years. And the U.S. has put about a quarter of it up there. We would have enough to tank the planet. So we need to do something about it. And hemp is the answer to that. Hemp is the answer to what we call soil carbon sequestration. It's a natural carbon sequestering plant. So,
I'm going to let you get back to that in just a moment. Quick break. We'll be right back. Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frank.
Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD Oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, an educational odyssey. Joining us today is Janice Hall. We have been talking about hemp, the history of hemp, the story of hemp through the years, thousands of years, we found out today, thousands and thousands of years. This emerging hemp economy is starting to blow out of the water. Janice was talking about the Farm Bill. And Janice, welcome back. You really wanted to talk about something near and dear to your heart, and that is women farmers.
Well, yeah, because as I mentioned earlier on in the show, during World War II and the Hemp for Victory campaign, the men were off to war, and it was really the women who helped really develop the hemp and the hemp products for all of the necessary parachutes and rope and whatnot for the Navy. And farmers across the U.S., they want to grow hemp. This is a way to bring back the farm movement, and so many people want to get back to that and move away from family farming. This moves to many of the shows you have about, you know, people want to buy local, and they need to start buying local because of the carbon footprint of everything else. And so women have become the fastest growing segment in agriculture. Did you know that? They are accounting now for 30% of the farm operators in the U.S. They tend to farm on smaller pieces of land and grow diverse crops, and they love sustainable practices, and they prioritize food over commodity crops, but they love growing hemp, and so that is pretty exciting. So women farmers, and to see a plant that is so incredibly versatile, you know, on one point, you know, so you've got food, fiber, fuel, and health. But on the other hand, the fact that it provides such an important mitigation for carbon change, climate change.
So yep.
It's a natural, it's a rock star for carbon sequestration. And it grows in so many different climates. It works with all different types of soil. It's a cash crop on the rise, as I said. So this is good business for our country. So it's a carbon sink. And what that means is that atmospheric carbon in the air gets drawn down for as long as the plant continues to exist. And this happens through photosynthesis. So it's a natural process that's only released when it's composted or burned. So hemp is actually proven to absorb more CO2 per hectare than any forest or commercial crop anywhere on the planet. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it really is.
When you get to figures like buildings actually account for 39% of carbon emissions, nobody talks about buildings, right? So now that we're using hemp fibers, we actually have a fiber that's not going to release CO2. That's really important. And so replanting it, it's a full cycle crop. So from cradle to cradle, it keeps working 24 hours a day. So 1 hectare can absorb, I think it's 22 tons. Yeah, 22 tons of carbon. And in fact, you've got these guys that are called, you know, the cowboys of the past are the carbon carbon cowboys of the present. And so you've got these, what they call carbon farmers, who intentionally are using regenerative agricultural practices with hemp to sequester carbon as deep as 6 feet into the ground, where it stays again until it's burned. And so once sown, the hemp also has the ability to eradicate weeds and stabilize soil erosion. And
it's so amazing.
We've
no wonder it's the rock star.
70% of our soil.
Yeah,
70% of our topsoil across the world.
Amazing.
So,
I don't want us to leave today because I know that you have some wonderful resources. So let's talk about what's available online, how people can continue this conversation, how they can find out more.
One of the really easy ways, there's a group of industry people in the natural products industry, competitors. These guys and gals are very strong competitors, but what they're doing is they're investing their time and their money to educate each other and educate all of us so that we can together build this hemp economy. Their group is called the Hemp Roundtable, and there is a website called Hemp Supporter. So if you just go to hempsupporter.us, you can sign up there and become it's hempsupporter.com. I just remembered. And
okay.
So it's just join. It doesn't cost any money, but you can get all the updates on what's legal, what's not legal, how to talk about it, what's happening in the government, what's happening in the farm bill, and you can find good companies to work with. We've mentioned a couple of them that we both love very much, who have worked really hard. Stuart from CBD Plus, Jason from Hemp Fusion, Brian Furnish from Ananda Hemp. By the way, Brian's father was one of the Hemp for Victory farmers himself, and he is part of that legacy. He grows hemp in Kentucky, and makes his own product called Ananda Hemp, and you know that product well.
Yes, I do. You know, Janice, this is really a very exciting time for the economy, for women, for the land. It's a win-win all the way through the boards. And I just wanted people to hear how valuable and important hemp is. Not getting high hemp, but hemp that has so many industrial uses. Hemp that can be medicinal. Hemp that can change farming. Hemp that can change the land. Hemp that can change your taste buds and adding wonderful omega-6s into your body, helping with eczema, psoriasis, making your skin look younger. There are some wonderful new products being infused with hemp for skin care. Bath products.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about skincare. It's just amazing for skincare because, again, you've got that essential fatty acid that the skin just is so nourishing and healing to the skin, both, you know, topically. So you can feed the body from the inside and out. And you could live your whole life on a hemp farm because you can create food, fiber, fuel, and feed your health. So, you know, it's a real encompassing plant. And so,
Janice, thank you so much for this. This was a wonderful, wonderful example of the power of hemp. And thank you so much.
Invite your listeners. Your participation is really an investment in future generations. So you will impact the current hemp economy by participating and buying the products.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Thanks so much. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyle.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful.
FakeTV.com.